Taku Time Warner Natasha Kemp joining us for Kōrero. I'm a bit curious about what's going on at the Marae, because I'm led to believe there's some refurbishments. I love Manurewa Marae, just as I love this one that we broadcast from here to Ngā Whare Wātea. But as you know, Tasha is also standing for Te Pāti Māori and Tāmaki Makaurau, so there's a few things to talk about. E te tohine, tēnā koe, kia ora anō, hoki mai.
Oh, morena, Dale.
Thank you. We're going to talk about the hustings and dirty, rotten vandals who've been hammering your signage. Is that still going on? We've got some racists in this land, sadly, but Te Pāti Māori billboards seem to be a target for unenlightened bigots. Tell me about that. How many billboards have you put up, and are they still being defaced, Taj?
Oh, look, we've probably got over 120 billboards out there, but still being defaced, still being vandalized. Last week's antics have been bulldozed down out west, and for some reason out west we're still being targeted. So, yeah, it's still happening, out there, and it just shows the racist nature of what's happening here in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Must be really disappointing, but that's the reality that we're facing. Just to clarify things too, sometimes you've got to step aside from mahi when you're campaigning. We know you as the CEO at Manurewa Marae. Are you still? And can you just give us a bit of an update of what's happening on the complex? Because I hear there's some major refurbishments underway.
Yeah, so firstly, I have stepped aside to be able to campaign fully for the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau. There's a real focus for us to win the seat of Tāmaki. So we are out and about, and I've stepped aside for the next few weeks as I really run hard for the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau, and Hilda Peters is looking after our marae with our kaimahi. I still oversee in the background, but I'm not there on the daily at the marae doing my mahi as the CEO as I really focus on the campaign. But at the marae at the moment, there is a big refurbishment renovation project happening where the marae has actually closed down on the side of where our whare nui, our whare kai is. As Mātuku Tereia, our whare kai get some really big renovations happening where we're getting a new roof, new flooring, a new deck, a new whare iti, new kitchen, and then our whare nui will get new lighting, new carpet. You know, she's done a lot of mahi over the last 3 to 4 years in our community, especially through COVID and the flooding. And it's time now that she got some love, and it's time that we prepare her for the next 50 years to come.
Tēnā koe. These come at great cost. Did the grants for the work come from the Labor Party?
Oh, it's come from Auckland Council. And it's because of all the mahi, right, that they've seen the marae do and how we have manaaki whānau over the last few years of COVID. And so Council have stepped up and provided the funding to renovate Manurewa Marae. Again, it's like we're preparing her for the future and the mahi that she's going to continue to do. The marae will be there after me and is going to be there for the next generation of mokopuna to come.
Tēnā koe. I'm excited about the deck. Is that looking out towards the harbour behind the current whare nui, the whare kai?
Yeah, so the deck that's actually right out the front. So, you know, at the moment, you know, over the last 3 years, the whare kai was turned into a distribution hub and was the place where whānau would come to pick up their kai parcels throughout COVID. And, you know, it wasn't built to hold the weight of the multiple pallets that are there to feed our whānau. It was turned into a fully kai distribution hub, and it was never built for that. So, you know, with all the weight that it's been holding, we're starting to, you know, weaken the floorboards, and so they need strengthening. So that deck, because it was used to, you know, hold a lot of that weight, it's starting to crack and to break, and it needs repairing. So we need something more sturdy so that we can continue to do the mahi to manaaki whānau.
Tēnā koe. You're very comfortable talking about marae and the role that it serves within community, and there's no better example than what's happening at Manurewa Marae. But as a candidate in politics, I guess people fire all sorts of questions even down to the geopolitical status of the Pacific. And you need to be able to think on your feet and roll with the punches. So when I ask you what you sense are the priorities for Māori living in Tamaki Makaurau, what immediately are you drawn to?
Well, I see it on the daily, and it's because of the mahi that I'm involved in at Manurewa Marae and across Tamaki when I'm out and about at different, you know, marae, different Māori hui out there. There are some key priorities for our whānau that they talk about all the time. The cost of living, housing, and health. You know, three key priorities for our whānau. You know, the cost of living, they can't put petrol in the car. They want to be able to, you know, afford kai. You know, and Te Pāti Māori is wanting to remove GST from kai to put 15% back into the pockets of our whānau. You know, those are things that are valuable and meaningful to our whānau out here in Tamaki. They want to be able to put kai on the table. They want to be able to feed their whānau. And if Te Pāti Māori can remove GST from kai, that's a great start for our whānau. But not just for Māori whānau, that's for all whānau, you know, in Tamaki, Makaurau and Aotearoa that will receive the 15% removal of GST from kai. Now, our whānau talk about being able to afford more, be able to pay their rent, and it's so hard here. You know, there's a housing crisis here in Tamaki Makaurau. There's not enough houses, and the houses that are available, you know, are substandard, or the rent is so high for our people, they can't afford it, and they're struggling to pay the power, put kai on the table. All those things all add up, you know, and who impacts in that the most, and that's our people, our whānau. So, those are the key priorities, and we see it every day across Tamaki Makaurau when we're out and about talking to whānau. And there's no better place to see it than at Manurewa Marae at the food bank, where there's 120 whānau that turn up every day to receive kai parcels. So we see that. Whole water's another priority for our whānau. You can't get in to see a GP. You know, so there is a backlog. Whānau are struggling. There's waiting, you know, there's long waiting lists if you have to go to ED, but whānau are stressed out. They're running out of options. So they
fill up
the waiting list at ED at Middlemore, and, you know, the list goes on for our people.
Must be really sad. And to be honest, I guess over the years you've seen it at its absolute worst. Housing affordability is one thing. Ownership, people are just, even if they're renting, just want a warm, dry whare to raise their kids in. Sadly, a lot of that rental money goes into the pockets of those who are already established on the home ownership ladder, some having multiple houses. But you must have seen some very desperate circumstances that might illustrate the reality of what many are facing out in Struggle Street. Take us into an event, an occasion, a circumstance that you can recall that might illustrate the real hardship that we speak of.
Well, you can see it if you turn up at Manurewa Marae, and if you just sit at the food bank, you can see it. You know, our whānau come in, they describe, you know, how they're struggling to pay the rent, pay the power, to buy kai. I mean, yesterday I was being interviewed for another media piece for the elections, and, you know, you've got whānau turning up in cars, no car seats. You know, you see it all just by taking a glimpse of who turns up to the marae. Our whānau are in need, our whānau are in crisis, and we need a change. And our people are actually asking for change. They're actually asking for a minister, for an MP who's going to be present in our community and who can do more. And, you know, we always mihi to Penny for all the mahi that he's done, but now it's time for a change.
Tēnā koe, and I know you're on the hustings, all the best with that. As I say, it's a very important election for Tangata Whenua 2023. Takutai moana, Natasha Kemp is standing for Te Pāti Māori, but also, as you can hear, she has a great aroha for Manurewa Marae. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today, tuhine.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi. Urban Māori Radio 603 Wātea.